Have your say. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie, 4CA.
That talk number 1-300-872-911. This is John's on the line over at Monunda. G'day, Johnny. How are you?
Good morning, Johnny. Yeah, mate, I'm good. I, as a carer, I've been pretty well involved with things that have been going on with my wife
for
some time, and I haven't had it. Mate, with medical appointments and various things, you always find they happen between 9 o'clock and midday, so I've been out of the loop sort of thing for a while. I have listened occasionally and used to bar up occasionally. I hear some of the stuff that's going on around the place, but yeah. Mate, postal voting, first time ever did it, because it's easier for us to do now, and I just hope that works out okay. I follow the elections at times, and they always don't open some postal votes because they think, particular party or individuals won it. They don't count them right to the last one. I might be wrong in that they may be doing that now, but in the past you'd see, it's been declared, so-and-so has been declared as a winner, and there's might be 1,000 postal votes left. Maybe down south more than here, around here.
Wow.
Victoria, the big metropolitan centres, they seem to think...
close enough.
Well, not exactly, but I think if people who are involved in it, the people who are on the plebiscite, might be endeavouring to get every vote counted, but I don't think it makes any difference. And, when you've got 30,000 against 28,000 or something, 1,000 postal votes isn't going to make much difference either way. But, yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, with what happens?
So you're not going along to the polling booths, which has been interesting too, because some people want to be very, fundamentally don't want to talk to anybody, and they're saying, they're all coming up to us and trying to foist their how-to-vote cards on us, etc. And other people are very happy to have a yarn and a friendly chat with the various candidates. What are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, I used to love having a bit of a yarn, particularly ones that it might be some party or other that I don't agree with, so I'd have a little chat to them, and they'd walk away quick. They'd walk away quick. it'd be nice. There's no need to be rude or ignorant or arrogant.
Yeah.
And just say, what are you doing about so-and-so? Yeah. Oops, your turn. Your turn. Nah, mate, it's different times. Oh, listen, Mr. Christopher Foley, one thing that he has said that I totally agree with, and I hope to goodness, I'll hold him to it too, mate, if he backs out on this one. One on the card, mate, in future. Mm-hmm. I want to vote for whoever. Number one, that's it. The other 7 or 8 left vacant.
Oh, okay.
None of this preference bullshit, mate. Mm-hmm. I don't vote for a particular party that I don't like, You find sometimes that particular party may scrape in on the preferences, and that's particularly upsetting at times. I can't cop that, John. It should be, as Christopher Foley has quoted that he's going to do, I hold him for that too, mate.
Mm.
And I've got a lot of other things I would have loved to have that cup of coffee with him. One time on your program, he was going to have a cup of coffee with me, but that never evolved, him and Mrs. Inch, but that never evolved. Mm. But anyway, that's fair enough. He's a very busy man, and she is too. But yes, John, it's interesting times.
While I've got you there as a former police officer, can I just ask you for an opinion? This juvenile crime thing is now becoming a catastrophe. This accident, or it's not an accident, this attack on the train, the Karanda train, has resulted in a little 5-year-old boy up in Townsville Hospital. Now, it says here, what should have been a happy outing to Karandas ended in heartache after a 5-year-old boy was seriously injured when a rock came flying through the window of the train Saturday. This was here in Cairns North, by the way, the Karanda train on the way back. Police and paramedics called to the railway station Cairns Central, 3:59 p.m. after the scenic railway train arrived. Now, police investigations indicate a rock was thrown through the train's window, intersection James and Law Streets, Cairns North. It flew through the window, hit a 5-year-old boy in the head. Paramedics treated the boy, taken to Cairns Hospital. Then the Rescue 510 helicopter was called in urgently to fly the little boy to Townsville. This is a Japanese family on holidays. And one of these little bastards, and we have been copping these kids. I mean, there's gangs of them. What do they do? Oh, let's go out and rock a train. And they smash the trains to pieces, especially if there's nobody around. The trains take ages to restore again. Now, in this particular case, the train was moving, probably fairly slowly. This little creature has decided to have some fun and could easily have killed that little boy. John, we've got a juvenile crime wave. I mean, if you've read the figures the Cairns Post having to the Cairns Council's having to spend on this crime wave of children, we've got an absolute emergency on our hands, and we've still got these people dilly-dallying about the emergency.
John, over my 25 years of attending hundreds, and I mean hundreds of attempted murders, murders, rapes and other things, I find this one disgusting, really disgusting. I've seen a lot of things over the years, but I find this disgusting, mate, this poor little kid. Imagine, mate, I haven't looked at the Facebooks or any of those things, but I'd imagine Japan is copying it there. All the messages that we'll be sending around, you know, don't go to Australia,
yes,
don't particularly Cairns, keep away from Cairns, you know. It's a place that's controlled by an ethnic sort of a person. Mate, it give us the baddest reputation or the worst reputation that you could possibly have, mate, worse than somewhere in South America or Africa. You know, this, a five-year-old child. Now, I understood he was pretty crook, but now I believe he's recovered somewhat, and I hope he does recover properly. But, mate, I'm not kidding. These kids need detention with the barest minimums. Look, all this bullshit about taking kids to Green Island for a trip and run them around and shouting them, whatever, that's got to cease. These kids that are sentenced in these places, and that's another thing I want Chris Foley to sort of sort out before next Saturday. Are they going to scrap this bloody Edmonton luxury centre they're going to build down there and make it somewhere out in Western Queensland or far northern Queensland? There's all those properties, John, that are sitting out there which have been taken over by governments. They're, you know, the Irwins and all the rest of them have still got those places running as, animal rescue centres and all the rest of it. They would not take that much to pull back into a living area, and I'm not talking about a Hilton Hotel type thing, mate.
No.
Basic for basic mongrels.
Yes.
Excuse the expression.
Yes.
Let's be honest about this. Put those kids there. Have retired army people or police people, people who want to do this sort of stuff, you know, and train the little devils to do something good in life, or otherwise, let them loose back into the system where they're going to get sentenced to life for something else down the track.
Exactly.
Let's not mess around. Let's sort it out. No, no one's got the guts to do this,
no,
John.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
I'm so pleased you've spoken out to it so powerfully on this with your background. I would imagine there's a lot of other police, both former and current serving police, that are just seething about what's going on.
This little Japanese boy, mate, that really upsets me. Yeah, it reminds me of Michiko and all the rest. Mate, there's many things that happen to Japanese girls. You know, some of that, there was one I remember back in the late 80s. She was viciously raped here in Cairns, did not report it because of a communication problem.
Yeah.
Went home to Japan, and that was spread all over the news of the day. I don't think that it would have been existing Facebooks or anything like that in that time. But nothing ever happened to that either, from what I know. You know, she was abused and God knows what by some people in the township, and no one was ever convicted or found for that. So you can imagine the reputation we have, you know. It's not real nice, is it?
Oh, dreadful. Absolutely dreadful.
No good for a tourist industry. No good at all.
Appalling. Good
anyway,
on you, Jono, and I appreciate
thanks,
the call
John.
Today. Thank you. That's John on the line, the former police officer calling in from Manunda.